to, in the matter of John Kelvin Connor, the disciplinary case. Ms. Horton? Ms. Horton, have you heard anything from the respondent?
Yes, I did actually hear from him on November 19th. And he called me and said that he is not sure whether he wanted to appear. His wife and daughter, he reported to me, have breast cancer. I told him that what he should do, in my opinion, although I could not give him any legal advice, is he should call the clerk's office, meaning the Supreme Court clerk's office, as soon as possible that day, in regards to whether he wanted some sort of accommodation from the court, because he was not clear to me what he was, that I did not have jurisdiction over the court's calendar, could not authorize consent to this matter that was already scheduled for order to show cause. I provided him with the court's most up-to-date clerk's office phone number, and that was the end of our conversation. It was a, you know, brief.
He's still incarcerated as of today? Is that correct?
Oh, no, he's no longer incarcerated.
Not incarcerated.
Yeah.
Okay. Please go ahead.
Yes, so service is proper in this matter, and the Office of Attorney Ethics, in fact, I know that respondent has received these pleadings, and the Office of Attorney Ethics agrees with the unanimous opinion of the Disciplinary Review Board that respondent should be disbarred. If there's no further questions, I will submit upon the record that's before the court today.
I see he was incarcerated until October 15th.
Yes.
That's what I have.
Yes.
Okay. Questions, anyone? Thank you. We'll take the matter under advisement.